At a news conference here in Washington this morning, President-elect George W. Bush announced four new appointments to his cabinet.
First, Department of Education. Rod Page is the right person. To serve as the 48th Secretary of Interior, I will nominate Gail Norton of Colorado. The Department of Veterans Affairs. My choice for that position, Tony Principi. And finally, for the Department of Health and Human Services, I've chosen one of our nation's finest governors. It is such an honor to have Tommy Thompson.
Yesterday, Bush announced Donald Rumsfeld as his choice for Secretary of Defense. Rumsfeld's first tour at the Pentagon came 25 years ago under President Gerald Ford. NPR's Neil Conan reports.
Donald Rumsfeld was reported to be on the president-elect's shortlist to head the CIA. After he was announced as the choice for Secretary of Defense, he joked that he looked forward to working with the Director of Central Intelligence.
Whoever that may be. And I guess we can confirm today, Mr. President-elect, that it's not me.
In retrospect, the appointment should not have come as a surprise. Donald Rumsfeld, now 68 years old, has wide and varied experience in and out of government. Born in Illinois, he attended Princeton and was a fighter pilot in the Navy. He was elected to Congress in 1962 and stayed until President Richard Nixon appointed him to head the Office of Economic Opportunity. He was later counselor to the president, but had moved on to be ambassador to NATO before the Watergate scandal erupted. He came back to Washington as chief of staff to President Gerald Ford, who then made him the youngest Secretary of Defense in the nation's history in 1975.
He is as solid a member of the establishment in the United States political structure as you can find.
Eugene Carroll retired from the Navy with the rank of Rear Admiral. He's now Vice President of the Center for Defense Information in Washington.
He is very much pro-military, pro-military spending, and very centered on nuclear capabilities. While he was Secretary of Defense, he promoted the B-1 bomber, the Trident submarine and missile. He wanted the U.S. to maintain nuclear supremacy in all respects.
After Gerald Ford lost the election in 1976, Donald Rumsfeld was considered one of the Republican Party's brightest presidential prospects, but he decided to go into business instead. He had spectacular successes as the chairman of Searle, the pharmaceutical company, and then later at General Instruments. In 1993, he made an estimated $23 million when that privately owned company went public. After that, he was chairman of the board of the Rand Corporation and re-entered politics in 1996 as the national chairman of Robert Dole's presidential campaign. Over the past few years, he served on government and congressional commissions, notably as chairman of the commission that supported a strong national missile defense system to counter the threat from rogue nations. Former Undersecretary of Defense Fred Eakley, who's now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says Rumsfeld is a superb administrator and an excellent choice to head the Pentagon.
He has a good sense for strategy, really a profound sense. And he also is on top of the technical detail. And he's now up to date because of the commissions he chaired on important defense issues, missiles and space. So he has a running start.
At yesterday's news conference, the president-elect was asked about a national security team that includes a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff as Secretary of State, a former Secretary of Defense as Vice President, and a close campaign aide who will be the National Security Advisor.
And so you bet General Powell's a strong figure and Dick Cheney's no shrinking violet, but neither is Don Rumsfeld nor Condi Rice. I view the four as being able to complement each other. There's going to be disagreements. I hope there is disagreement, because I know the disagreement will be based upon solid thought.
Early reaction to the Rumsfeld nomination was positive from both parties, and at this point, he does not appear to face any major problems winning confirmation in the Senate.